It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, today brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Sonny's has an upstairs private dining room, holds up to 50 people, and is a perfect place to host your upcoming baby or bridal shower, business meeting, or get-together. Call Sonny's Family Diner for more details, 730-4834. That's 730-4834 for Sonny's Family Diner. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, I don't know if you have been following this at all in the news, but last week there was a congressional hearing about UFOs.
I saw bits and pieces about this.
So
yeah.
Basically, three former military officials testified that the government knows a lot more about UFOs and it's telling the public.
Basically,
is what they said, including that we have retrieved what one witness called non-human biological matter.
Okay.
And so the Pentagon has denied all of these allegations.
Okay.
So who knows, if aliens exist or not, basically.
Okay. But so we still don't know.
But I thought that this week we would do an entire theme week on aliens.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
All so different, like, okay, let's hear it.
Yeah. So, we're going to start out with Marvin the Martian.
Oh,
yeah,
let's see where
Marvin the Martian.
Right, okay.
So he is obviously from the Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies series.
Of course, yeah.
He frequently appears as a villain in cartoons and video games, and he wears a Roman soldier's helmet and skirt.
Yes, because like the brush thing on
the
top.
Brush on his head, yeah. Marvin's design was based on the style of armor usually worn by the Roman god Mars.
Oh, okay.
Because that's where he's from.
He's from Mars, right?
Yeah. So the offer was created as a subtle joke toward the relationship between the character's home and the planet's namesake.
Mm.
So the character first appeared as an antagonist in the 1948 Bugs Bunny cartoon called Hair Devil Hair. In the skit, Bugs Bunny is reluctantly sent to the moon and encounters Marvin the Martian in the middle of a scheme to destroy Earth.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But of course, Bugs thwarts Marvin's plans, but ends up blowing up most of the moon in the process.
Oh, yeah.
The character was envisioned as a new type of villain for Bugs Bunny. He went on to appear in four more cartoons produced between 1952 and 1963.
Okay.
Now, Marvin was never named in the original shorts.
Really?
He was only referred to as the Commander of Flying Saucer X-2.
Okay.
Yeah. However, in 1979, once the character attracted merchandising interest, the name Marvin was selected.
Got
so he
it.
Didn't have a name, even though he appeared first in 1948. Didn't get a name until 1979.
Okay.
Yeah. At first, he was voiced by Mel Blanc, who, of course, provided the voices for many other iconic Looney Tunes characters.
Sure.
Since then, he's been played by more than 10 other voice actors.
Really?
Yeah. So most of Marvin's shorts involve one goal, and that is destroying the Earth.
Right, yeah.
Marvin attempts to destroy the Earth because, as he says, it obstructs his view of Venus. Yeah. I never knew that.
I didn't realize that was the reason
either. That's the reason, is because it obstructs his view of Venus.
Venus looks nice.
And he's been trying to destroy the Earth for more than two millennia, suggesting that members of his species and possibly Martian creatures in general have extremely long lifespans.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I assume they would.
But he is consistently foiled by Bugs Bunny.
Well, he's a rascally wabbit.
Now, in 2003, NASA sent the Spirit rover to Mars and decided to include pop culture's most beloved Martian in the project.
That's great.
So Marvin's likeness appears in miniature on the Spirit rover, and he was also on the mission launch patch for that mission.
Right.
So, yeah, there you go.
And did they find any life up there or no?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, they'd be surprised if that's what we thought they looked like.
That probably.
Or maybe we would surprise if they did actually look like that.
Maybe they were right all along. Who knows?
If they were just all like thousands of them standing there.
You never know.
That would be weird.
On July 29th, 2008, Warner Brothers announced plans for a live-action computer animated film starring Mike Myers as the voice of Marvin and Christopher Lee as Santa Claus.
It was a Christmas movie.
The film would have involved Marvin trying to destroy the Earth during Christmas by becoming a competitor of Santa Claus, but being prevented from accomplishing his goal when Santa wraps him inside a gift box.
I see. So this is not being made? Or?
It was initially scheduled for an October 2011 release, but the movie was later taken off the schedule and no word on it has been heard since, which is probably good because that does not sound like it'd be a good movie.
I think they burned the script.
At all. That's like a... What? I don't know what Marvin the Martian has to do with Christmas. Well, I don't think
we'll never know
that would
now,
be
will we?
A good movie.
You picked out a record to go along with Marvin the Martian, did you?
Yes, so we're going to play Life on Mars.
Oh, gosh.
By David Bowie.
This is an odd song. Sarah, well, it's David Bowie. Sarah, but I repeat myself. Thank you, Sarah. Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Life on Mars. It's David Bowie. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Marvin the Martian.
Yes.
As part of our theme week on aliens.
There you go. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. Marvin the Martian first appeared in 1948, but didn't have a name until 1979.
His outfit is based on the style of armor usually worn by the Roman god Mars.
And NASA put him on the launch patch for their Spirit Mars rover.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. That's fantastic. I love your theme week this week, aliens.
Yeah.
Based on what was the...
Yeah,
is it still being discussed this week in Washington?
I don't know. I don't know if the hearing is over, but I don't know.
All right. Very good.
I think it's going to continue to be discussed because I think there's a lot of unanswered questions.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. So it's a whole week on aliens. Episode one today, Marvin the Martian.
Yeah.
Four more aliens to go, and we're anxious to find out what the rest are going to be.
Okay.
Folks want to learn more about Marvin the Martian. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Fantastic. We will check that out. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you back here tomorrow at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Hall & Oates, ABBA on the way, and we'll check traffic. Melanie Sands has the first look next.